Chapter 1. A Dying Mother. I am a stranger with thee, and a sojourner, as all my fathers were. Psalm 39, verse 12. In a small, low-thatched cabin, roughly built of wood, lay a woman past middle life, with sunken eyes and the flush of fever on her cheeks. Her couch was a broad wooden bench, her covering a couple of bearskins. Her clothing consisted of an ample garment of undyed sheep's wool. Beside the bed, if such it could be called, an earthenware jug, filled with spring water, was placed on a log within the reach of her feeble hands. A younger woman, similarly dressed, sat at a little distance. The cabin stood within 100 yards of the German River Main, but the two women spoke not the German tongue.
"I have longed for this day," said the sick woman, "with the longing of the swallow for the southern land, when the leaves are gathering their autumn tints. On some sea-girt rock the weary bird might be resting, lonely and sad, and the waving palm trees would beckon her onward to that other shore. But the wing is powerless to reach it. See, the day has come, the blessed Easter day. Protected by the God-fearing Herzog, the Christian flock will unite at the oratory beneath the Würzburg to witness with praise and thanksgiving the baptism of my beloved daughter, my only child. The river flowing past our Senebi has touched there. Each wave seems burdened with a message to me. The festal time is at hand, I hear them saying. The bells proclaim it from the tower. Come, come, they say, and tarry not. But Bellaheld's mother is lying low in sickness. I feel the shadows of death closing about me.
Let not thy heart be troubled, sister, my child, replied her companion, but yield it to the will of God. His thoughts are thoughts of peace, and not of evil. In the body thou art absent from thy daughter's baptism, but thy prayers for her may rise to God, bringing thee very near to her, even in him.
Thou art right, said the sick woman, and death with him is powerless. Christ is the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in him, though he were dead, yet shall live. Iberius, my husband, also lives, though with mortal eyes I saw his face grow white in death. He too, in the spirit, will be with his child. Her father's blessing will descend on her.